Hi, and welcome to the Menopause Space, a space that celebrates menopause and all it has to teach us, and a space to become more educated and empowered with health knowledge and lifestyle habits that enable a strong second act. I'm your host, Lisa Tarquini, a UK registered nutritionist, a licensed menopause champion, and founder of the Menopause Space. I am on a mission to normalise the conversation around menopause so every woman has access to the resources and support they need for a positive and healthy transition. The Menopause Space podcast is sponsored by Reset 40, a 12-week nutrition and lifestyle programme that supports the health and well-being of women over 40. Hi there. So today I wanted to chat to you a little bit about sleep and getting a good night's sleep. It's probably the number one complaint of women during perimenopause and menopause, and something that I get asked quite a lot in my clinic. So I wanted just to chat it through about what the benefits are of a good night's sleep and what changes during the transition, and then how nutrition and lifestyle can really make a difference. Sleep is so important for our mental health, our cognitive function, our heart health, our immune system, our energy levels, and appetite control. And if you are in the thick of your menopause transition and you've been suffering from irregular sleep, maybe you're finding it difficult to fully, or you're finding that you are waking up at intermittent times through the night, that your energy levels are so low and your appetite, you're maybe hungry more, you're eating maybe those ultra processed foods, trying to give you that quick energy burst. Maybe you're feeling a little bit more heart palpitations, brain fog, you can't focus, or you've got memory loss. All of these things are, I suppose, exacerbated a little bit because of this lack of quality sleep during the transition. Our sleep is disturbed during the transition because of this decline and fluctuation of the sex hormones, estrogen and progesterone, and this is our body's core temperature or thermoregulatory system, and also the production of the hormones needed for sleep and for mood. When our estrogen starts to go on that roller coaster and decline, it's really hard for our bodies to regulate the core temperature. And this causes our hot flushes and our night sweats. Estrogen is also involved in the production of our happy hormone serotonin and also our sleep hormone melatonin. And so this is where our sleep can be disrupted because of this decline and fluctuation of estrogen. And then we've got progesterone, which is our calming hormone. And this increases our sleep latency, or I suppose what you would call the time it takes to fall asleep. And it can also decrease the quality of our sleep. And sometimes for a lot of women, they suffer with insomnia during this stage. So these two hormones really play an integral role in getting a good night's sleep. Other factors that really affect our sleep are alcohol. It is a sleep disruptor, and then it is also a depressant. So even though you may be feeling that your anxiety levels have gone up, maybe work stress and just stress in general has increased, and that glass of wine is maybe helping, you know, unwind maybe at the end of the day, but then it's having that knock-on effect of disrupting your sleep, which is not great. Then we've got overnourishing or undernourishing. So maybe eating too much or overeating the wrong foods, like those ultra processed high energy foods. But also during a stage when we're not feeling great in our bodies are changing, some women start to undernourish, and this can affect the quality of our sleep as well. physical activity, whether you're moving too much and you're adding stress to your body and maybe some restless leg syndrome, etc., and not being able to fall asleep because of that, but also not moving at all can cause exactly the same things. And this can be a sleep disruptor. We've also got the frequent urination, joint and muscle pain, and then getting that sleep hygiene. So that time that you go to sleep, the temperature of your room, how clean are your sheets, not having any electronics before you go to bed. All of these little things can really affect our sleep, in addition to the fluctuation and decline of our sex hormones, estrogen and progesterone. But there is hope. So there are foods that I would recommend that you include in your diet to help you kind of your gut bacteria and help you form those hormones that will give you that good night's sleep. So we're looking at magnesium. And so magnesium would come from our fish and meat and whole grains and beans and lentils and nuts and seeds and greens and things like that. We also have fiber. Please, please, please try and increase your fiber intake. I talk about this quite a lot. So we're looking at plant-based beans and lentils and chickpeas and things like that. And also a wide variety of fruits and vegetables and nuts and seeds will really help to boost our gut bacteria, make the hormones that increase our mood and also produce our sleep hormone. Foods rich in tryptophan, that is important for making serotonin and melatonin. So we're looking at poultry, eggs, cheese, fish, tofu, milk, peanuts, and oily fish, and then protein. So carbohydrates help you fall asleep and protein helps you stay asleep. So this is something that you should consider when you're going to bed. You know, what are you having for your dinner? Does it contain that fiber, maybe those plant-based proteins, or maybe some oily fish and some brown rice, some quinoa, etc., that are essential for the production of our hormone serotonin and other neurotransmitters that are important for our sleep. So if you are struggling and, you know, you are doing all of these things, I would also recommend having a magnesium glycinate supplement prior to sleep. That helps you calm down and hopefully get you to fall asleep. But other things that can really help, obviously hormone replacement therapy, please speak with your medical provider for that. Possibly some acupuncture in addition to, you know, a healthy, balanced diet, drinking less. How do you manage your stress? So a lot of clients that I see use an app called Calm or Headspace, and they have some meditative sounds, or I think particularly with the Calm app, it has some meditative stories. So if you are having some form of technology in the room and prior to going to sleep, I would recommend maybe listening to meditative sounds to help you fall asleep. If you are struggling with frequent urination, please reach out to a women's health physio. We recommend the women's health physios at Joint Dynamics Evolve, and they can help with your pelvic floor, but also hormone replacement therapy can help reduce this as well. Also with joint and muscle pain, omega-3, so oily fish, maybe some flaxseed meal or some walnuts can really help to boost your omega-3, or an omega-3 supplement is really useful for reducing that joint and muscle pain. Maybe trying some yoga, some gentle stretching and breathing in the evenings. I know these are easier, particularly if you have a highly stressed job. Maybe you are, you know, working in a job that requires you to be on late night calls. But it is important that you start to evaluate your life currently, putting things in place that help you feel better, maybe reducing some social events, saying no, putting boundaries in place so that you can wake up in the morning and feel refreshed, because that will have a positive effect on the mood the next day, your cognitive function and your memory and your energy levels. It will influence positively the foods that you choose, which will also have a positive effect on your body confidence and how you feel about yourself. So with sleep, my advice would be to take a step back this weekend or sometime this week and just evaluate what is happening in your life and where you can pull back in places to manage your stress, or to drink a little less, or to add some of the foods that I've recommended in, to put a little bit of a routine together for your sleep and your movement, or maybe reach out to your medical professional to talk about hormone replacement therapy, or go and see Master Ruth Lee to go and have some acupuncture. And hopefully that will make a difference. Lack of sleep is a form of torture used in the military. So it is absolutely torture if you're not sleeping well. So please make sure that you address the things that I've spoken about here today. And if you need a little bit of extra assistance, you know where I am. Just drop me an email at lisa@themenopausespace.com, or you can have a look at our resources online at themenopausespace.com. Follow us on Instagram, again at the Menopause Space. And if you are keen to learn a little bit more about food, and if you feel that nutrition could really help support you along the way, then do reach out and learn a little bit more about our signature nutrition and lifestyle program called Reset 40 at www.reset-40.com. You're always welcome to come and have some support. I hope that was helpful and that you're able to take one or two things away and really help you get a good night's sleep. It will honestly change your life.